Thanks so much for being with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Happy to welcome Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane back to the show today for another edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike, good to have you here.
It's always fun, Larry.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I also want to introduce Mary Kate McCoy. Mary Kate, thank you for joining us as well.
Thanks for having me.
She is one of WPR's digital producers, and for the last few months, she's been spending some time on a special project, and it debuts today, and it's called On the Table.
That's right.
On the Table. All right, but first, before we get to On the Table, somebody may be wondering, what the heck is a digital producer?
Yeah,
what do they do?
Yeah. So a digital producer, I mean, it's essentially the same thing as being a reporter, except for what I do shows up online. And then in my job in particular, I also work a lot with the talk show. So like the Larry Mueller Show, like the morning show, like Central Time, I work with those producers and I write articles from the content that they put on air to kind of give it another life online.
So it's on WPR.org. And why the digital focus, do you think?
Mike, do you maybe want to take that one?
She's looking at me. Sure, I will. One of the things we know is that everybody is going digital. Yeah. A couple of years ago, we would have said all those young people are doing it. But the main difference, I think, today between someone who's 25 using their phone to capture the news and someone who's 85 is the 85-year-old might need to ask their grandchild how to set it up first. But then they want to use it. All of us do.
Yeah.
And so having more digital content, not just the articles that you might write related to a Larry show, but original digital content like this really interesting series we're about to talk more about, that's a part of what we think we should do
part of
to
our goals.
Provide WPR service.
Yeah, it's part of our goals.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about this series, Mary Kate. What's it all about?
Sure. So On the Table is a six-part series that's looking at how climate change is affecting six of the most kind of iconic or popular foods that are, you know, grown and produced in Wisconsin. So it's looking at how, how people are dealing with and adapting to climate change and kind of what's on their mind for the future. And I could probably tell you what those six foods are. That might be helpful. Yeah.
What the heck?
There are a couple of surprises in there.
There are, yeah.
And talk about what they are and why you picked them.
Yeah. So the six foods are cheese, beer, wild rice, cranberries, potatoes, and walleye. And, you know, kind of like Mike just said, you know, there are a few surprises
beer,
in there.
Beer, really? Cheese?
Yeah, right? Like, you know,
you think of things that are growing.
Yeah. Those ones are probably pretty easy to guess. And, you know, maybe, you know, one that's maybe a little bit unexpected is, I think, probably potatoes. You know, people may or may not know that Wisconsin is the third largest producer of potatoes in the country. So it has a pretty significant impact here. But yeah, that list kind of came from me. You know, Wisconsin is just such like a diverse state in what we produce and what we grow and that sort of thing. And I wanted to come up with a list that would represent that. You know, so we have fruit, we have vegetables, we have an animal product, we have native plants.
Yeah. So we got the whole variety. And where did you go around the state? You would have had to be in the Central Sands area for potatoes.
And nearby for cranberries as well in the central region. I also spoke with a wild rice chief from the Secaucus Chippewa community in northern Wisconsin, a few dairy farmers from southern Wisconsin, and then a whole lot of climate scientists and researchers as well.
So these products, they're important to our economy and I think also to our culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they all kind of in their own way have make their mark on the economy and culture here. You know, cranberries, for example, that brings in almost, you know, $1 billion to the state of Wisconsin. And Wisconsin produces over half of the world's supply of cranberries. You know, in the case of wild rice, that's been harvested for thousands of years in Wisconsin and has huge cultural significance to Native Americans, and then dairy. I mean, if you have to pick one, I think dairy probably is it. It's, you know, it's on our license plate, and it's really important.
I thought about you last night. Actually, I was at the Badger game with my daughter, and the cranberry folks were handing out free packets of craisins.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I thought, well, we're going to be talking about that on the show. So. Yeah. Well, what was, do they have, Are there some common themes there in the?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you know, climate change is going to affect all of these things in different ways for sure. But I think, you know, the biggest thing that farmers and producers are seeing or have been seeing for the last few years in particular is just the intense amount of rain and precipitation that we've been dealing with in Wisconsin. You know, like the farmers I talked to said that the ground is basically just always saturated, and that makes it really difficult to do their jobs. I mean, you know, 2019 was the wettest year on record, and that's capping off the wettest decade in Wisconsin. And, you know, too much rain has pretty much negative impacts for all of these foods.
Yeah, it's a real issue. And is that what you're hoping folks? What do you hope folks will get from the series? Yeah. Let me put it that way.
Oh, boy, that's a good question. You know, I mean, food, we all have to eat, you know, and yeah. It's such an important part of our culture. So I suppose I would hope that, you know, by talking about how climate change is affecting some of the most, you know, popular and well-known foods from this state, it might, you know, help people understand some of the big changes that we are, you know, that are happening around us.
Tell us again, how do we find the series?
Yeah, you can find it on WPR.org/table.
WPR.org/table. And you're going to come back and visit with me on Friday.
That's right. Yeah, talk a little bit more.
Looking
forward to that. Yeah, me too.
12 o'clock, she will be back next Friday, and we'll go into some more detail about the series. So I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mary Kate, thank you so much. It's great to have her here. And also, of course, Mike Crane. Mike, Mondays with Mike, do you have fun doing this, Adam?
Absolutely. you know, one of the things that you'd think, because we do get a lot of feedback, but a lot of it comes to us through an email or a comment in a conversation, and being able to share with our listeners the things that we think about and want to ask questions about, you can bet that if someone asks a question, someone else also had that question. And if I'm able to answer or to find an answer, that feels really good.
Well, let's give our listeners a chance to join in. If you have a question for Mike, or maybe you had a question about Mary Kate's series, you're welcome to join in. 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Joe in Eagle River, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
What's up?
I got a little complaint and a big request. When I get up in the morning, the first thing I want to do is check the program guide for the day to see what's going on. And now to find out who Magna's going to have on at 9 o'clock, I got to get off our program guide site and go to the On Point website. And if I want to know what's going to be on 1 a.m. in the afternoon, I got to do that all over again. And you used to be able to just load up the program guide and know what the whole day was.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, Joe. And what it came down to in making the change that resulted in your extra work, which I'm sorry for, is that we were having to put in a tremendous amount of effort to try to get that guide to look like the way that it was. Because unfortunately, each show that we take from the syndication market, if you will, like 1A, does it differently than the next one. Some of them have some kind of a consistent feed of that information. Some of them really don't. And so what we found is that producing that was taking a significant amount of time every single day to provide that. And given you're always trying to balance all the different needs and that we have a lot of people trying to put together each of our shows already, the decision was made to let that go. And if we find a technological solution to that really works, everybody doing advanced listings, we want to be able to do that for sure. But it just became very hard for us to do.
So stay listening anyway, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, I will. You put the squeeze on those guys. Tell them if they want us to air their programs, they got to give us the information that we want.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much for calling. You can join in, too, 800-642-1234. Well, some of our regionally based issue talk shows are changing days, I guess, later this month.
That's right. Some of our regions have a weekly show, sometimes more than that, and they've been kind of scattered around the schedule, and we're deciding to try to align them better so that it's a little bit easier to manage how we promote the shows, that sort of thing. And so we're aligning more of the shows for Friday. For instance, our Wausau-based program, Route 51, and the West Side from Eau Claire and the La Crosse-based program, Newsmakers, are all moving to Fridays at 10 a.m. on the Ideas Network. And so Newsmakers is moving from 10 a.m. Thursdays, that sort of thing. We've been changing the way we've been producing the shows so that that timeline really works, and I'm excited about the change. The one that's already there for sure is Simply Superior, heard on stations in that area. And while we're making this change, another thing that's happening is we'll have a new host for Newsmakers. It's Ezra Wall, who is also our regional manager for La Crosse. And what's really great about that is just as we've done with some new hosts for the other shows I mentioned, it's freeing up reporters to do more in-depth reporting. So Hope Kerwin, who's been hosting Newsmakers, will have some more time to do her in-depth reporting.
That's great. You know, for me, as I get to drive around the state, one of the fun things is that I get to catch every so often one of the regional shows, and they're always so interesting to me.
Yeah, and one thing that's particularly neat is sometimes the work on those shows ends up online so we can all have access to it, and we're trying to intentionally do that more often because you know how it is. A lot of times something happening over there is just as interesting over here, and so it's part of our work.
We will take some more calls. You can join in at 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. I've got some more questions or comments for Mike Crane. What about you? I hope you'll join in. We are going to take a quick look at the news, the weather. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Net, and then we'll be back. You stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller. Monthly Mondays with Mike update with Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane. Great to have him with us. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Net. Questions about what's going on here at WPR in terms of programming or our operations? Give a call. Our lines are filled right now, but it's 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you. Jeff in Superior has been waiting a bit, Mike, so let's go there. Jeff, hi. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. I want to say first, Mike, thank you for being accountable to the listeners and giving us an opportunity to speak with you directly. I've been encouraged to call and talk with you because I've been critical in the past of some of the programming on WPR, and I'm just going to say what I want to say, and then I'll just take your response off the air.
Sounds good.
I used to work for KUWS in the summer of 1981. I read the news, so I used to work at the radio station in Superior. And I value the cultural impact it has in the state, in our city at least, you know, in our area. I was very concerned. There was three main concerns I had. On President's Day, Central Time aired a story about the history of the Ku Klux Klan in Chippewa County. And some of us were offended by that, and we called and expressed our concern. We felt it was inappropriate to do that story on President's Day. The other concern I had is oftentimes the Central Time guests who are asked to speak about politics, you know, Trump won Wisconsin, oftentimes the professors are very biased, very liberal. And one time I listened to a story where a professor from Michigan said the president was like a mafia boss. And I think that's irresponsible. I think it's inflammatory. And I think Wisconsin Public Radio can do better than that and present more balanced point of view. My third concern is we were issued a boat contract at Fraser Shipyards in Superior by the U.S. Navy. Actually, it's called Lake Assault Boats. It's a different company. But on the same, it was like 2 days later, it was announced on Wisconsin Public Radio. And on the day it was on the radio, they said there was another contract the Navy gave to the shipbuilder out of Manitowoc. It was not coupled with the contract granted to Superior. And that just further illustrates how we don't get the news coverage in northern Wisconsin. There's things happening up here that doesn't get covered on the radio. And when I spoke with Daniel Kading about it at a recent media gathering, was last year at Barker's Island in Superior, she said, Jeff, you know, and I don't want to speak for her, she can speak for herself, she's an excellent reporter and I value her a lot. She said, you know, I do a lot of stories that I send to Madison that they just don't put on the air. And it is an editorial judgment call made by the producers. They do air stories about southern and central Wisconsin, more so than northern Wisconsin, and there's a lot that happens up here. So thanks for listening to me, and I'll listen to your response after you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Jeff. Appreciate it. So we've got about three things going here, Mike.
Yeah, I did not personally hear the KKK thing on about the KKK in Chippewa County. And when to choose what to broadcast is always a good question. And so that's something. I'll talk to the producers about it and see what they were thinking. And then liberal professors or conservative or whatever, I know that our aim is to reflect all different viewpoints. And so it's something that, again, it's really great to hear from you, Jeff, so that we can test whether that's really working out. Because you know how it is. You can believe in your own mind that you are taking one or another stand or no stand at all. But it's the test of our listeners reminding us to stay that way, to
stay the course.
Stay the course. So thanks for that. And then the third, there were some details in there that would be hard for me to respond directly to about one story being linked to another.
Or not being linked.
Or not being linked, right. I think Danny's comment to you is interesting. I would say that if you spoke to any reporter anywhere, that they would have a similar concern about the stories that they got put on the network or locally or whatever. And so, again, it's something I'll pass on to our news director, Jeff, because, again, our goal is to represent the entire state. And on the face of it, that may have been one we really missed by not tying those things together. Don't know, but I will look into it. And I'm really grateful that you called us. And also, I'm wondering, I know you were going to take the call and then drop the call, but you mentioned working for KUWS in the 80s. I'm betting that means that you worked with our old friend Mike Simonson, who we still miss. So many people had that opportunity, including Danny. We miss Mike. And it's really wonderful. He's memorialized in the Mike Simonson Investigative News Fellowship that we do each year with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. So it was fun to think about Mike for a minute. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much for that call, Jeff. Bill in Matamidi, Minnesota.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. I just wanted to say that your show is great.
Oh.
I listen to it all the time.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Positive reinforcement is always kind of good.
Well, and Bill, your comment mirrors something that we see when we look at the audience figures, which is that Larry's show is very popular with our listeners. And I think, Larry, that some of it's your staying power. Is this your 52nd year or something like that?
53rd.
You're
in there.
Just showing up every day is a big deal, right? But also, one of the things that characterizes Larry and I think all of our best programs is your curiosity. Curious about people, curious about the state and how things work or don't work. And I think I'm glad to know that that comes through.
Thank you very much for that call. Mary Ann in Madison, your turn. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi. I appreciate this opportunity. My comment is I miss On Your Money tremendously. And it's been quite a while now that it's been off the air. And I was hoping that you would replace it with another financial information show. I would tune in every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to that, no matter what. And now it's just gone. And I realize that this is an election year and you need politics, but sometimes it's nice to have something that isn't political. And I really miss that show. I also listen to Garden Talk every single Friday, because those are two of my favorites. So Will you replace On Your Money with some other financial show?
Well, thanks, Marianne. It's interesting because I would say if you talk to our producers, they would definitely say, well, we think we are replacing it. And I think there's two aspects to that. One is we've certainly been very intentional, even here on Larry's show, which you may want to speak to, Larry, about booking guests that talk about personal finance. Because you're right, it's an abiding interest that all of us have at some level or another. But one of the things the producers get very concerned about all the time is if something is always in the same spot, is that the best idea? Some think it is, some think it isn't. And so you can sense that tension about having regulars on or regular topics and having things like the Wisconsin Weekend segment on the morning show. That happens every week. So it's something for us to think about.
Yeah, it is. First Monday, our first Wednesday of the month is always an outdoor show from Scott Craven, usually, or David Drake, and that's a regular. But I can see if you were always listening, knew that it was going to be on that particular time.
Yeah,
I can see Marianne's thoughts on that. Thank you very much for calling, Marianne. Appreciate it. Ken in Butternut, Wisconsin. Your turn. Hi, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've got the perennial complaint, I guess it would be, regarding repeating your programming every couple hours. If I could make a suggestion, number one, I'd like to see more original programming, or if the repeat programming is an absolute, why not go back a year or, sometime in the past to repeat things that maybe would reflect a little bit different view than what was just on 2 hours ago.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Ken. And remember earlier, Larry, I said that that's a question a lot of people have. There's a good example of it. Here are the practical issues that we face. One is that I love the idea of going back in the catalog, and in fact, we do that with one of our shows, to the best of our knowledge, all the time, because it's provided as a two-hour block of programs to stations that want to use both hours. The second hour is mostly a pure repeat of a much earlier program, but what they found is, even in the months since, some information may have changed, and so they have to do some re-editing of the show, and that's very challenging to keep up with. And the other thing is, as soon as you're looking back in the catalog any length of time, you end up having to essentially curate it, and already the producers are feeling overwhelmed, and so that extra curation doesn't seem like it would work out for us, even though I agree, I really like the idea because there's so many remarkable segments. And so figuring that out is an ongoing challenge, and more original is what we're all about. The challenge is that's a resource issue in any place that you go. So we keep thinking about it and trying to push the edges wherever we can.
I think about it for this show. It's not repeated every day, but when we're, say, we're all going to be gone, myself and Jill and Jane, we do, evergreens, and we pick what we feel are very best and timeless kinds of topics and put those together. And sometimes it turns out to be a really great week of programming.
Yeah.
I understand your concern there, Ken. Thanks very much for calling. Mike did a good job of explaining the issues there, I think. Ron in Langlade County, your turn. Hi, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Mike and Larry. You guys do a great job, and we are all the smarter for for your efforts.
Thank you.
You have an opportunity to do a story on something that was just announced 3 weeks ago. A Canadian-owned mining company is commencing exploratory drilling in the headwaters of the Wolf River, and with the intent to put an open pit mine up there if they find the right amount of deposits. Now, this Wolf River, as you know, affects about 9 different counties throughout the region, and it's the defining feature in northeastern Wisconsin. And you have folks listening right now who have second homes up in this area who have no idea that this is commencing. So you can show us you're going to do a good job on that.
Well, I would say that based on past coverage of such issues, I feel pretty confident that our news folks will pick up on that. I think about all of the coverage we had about the open pit mining that was proposed for the Northwoods a couple of years ago. So thanks for the tip, and we'll pass that on to our news folks.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ron, for calling. Reggie in Oshkosh, your turn. Hi, Reggie.
Hi there. First, I just wanted to say I love all the programming you guys do, especially your show, Larry. I listen to it every day.
Thank you.
No worries. And then my question is there a way to format the Chapter a Day program into like a podcast segment? Because it's not in the current podcast, so that it's much easier to navigate, like, say, while you're driving, and you could just have it autoplay through a series or the whole entire collection, the whole archive.
Oh, thanks.
And I can take my answer off the air.
All right.
Sure, Reggie. Thank you. From a technical standpoint, that's really easy. It's something that we're doing for today's Larry Miller show, even, to make it listenable later as a podcast. The problem is actually a matter of the rights to do so, that typically it's a stretch for us to get the rights to do the broadcast and the brief archive that we do that is online at the page on our website at WPR.org. But we don't have the rights to make it on demand available forever. It just expires after a couple of weeks. And so technically possible at the moment with the rights for the audio, we just can't do it.
It's
a great idea.
We had there was a time where there was a series that Papa Hambone did on WIBA radio that we actually wanted to run. It was Last Letters from Stalingrad. He read them like a chapter a day, and there was a lot of time and effort spent in trying to get the rights to do that, and it just wasn't. In the end, it just wasn't possible.
Yeah, I mean,
though we had them,
right? And we're always excited to get the rights to read the book that we're reading.
Yeah.
One of the challenges is that often now the rights for the print edition and the audio edition are acquired together, and if that's the case, we may not be able to negotiate anything because they're going to do an audio book of some kind.
Nancy in Grafton, your turn. Hi, Nancy.
Well, I'm the only person probably that listens to your station that would really like it if once in a while we could hear some polka music or some classical music, because I just have a radio here. I don't have any of those fancy things, you know. And so I really would like to hear that. Sometimes if I'm in the car, I can pull in a station out of Michigan that has classical music, but I can never hear it ever on the station that I listen to all the time, which is your station.
Yeah. If you are ever in the market for a new car, Nancy, you might want to make sure it has HD radio in there, because you're right. There's no WPR station playing classical music on the analog dial, but on our HD, which is now on a lot of the newer cars, I know it's even in our car that we got about 5 years ago, we can listen to a secondary signal called HD radio, and that would solve the problem, but I recognize that's not something everybody has access to. It's always been our intent and our desire to have WPR everywhere, but it's really hard to identify any new frequencies where we could put any stations to help that specific problem. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you could listen online, too. That's the other option, because there is an all-classical station to listen to at WPR.org.
And there are some online stations that are polkas, too.
Oh, that's right. It's true. There's an online station for almost any interest.
Thanks, Nancy. Jane in Central Wisconsin, your turn. Hi, Jane.
Hello. I would like to compliment Wisconsin Public Radio on what a good job they do on presenting a good, fair and balanced presentation of topics. What I think they do so well is to find the best thinkers on a topic and give them a voice so that we can hear them. And they don't do this artificial thing of creating a one side and the other side. That's a construct that was invented to increase drama and make ratings go up. And I give you so much credit for not buckling to that pressure and to still present a well-thought-out, intelligent discourse on different topics. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Jane. You know, I often think about the program that's on the other network and what that depicts. They call it All Things Considered, and that's what we try to do, and we've heard differences of opinion on that today, as we often do. So we'll take your answer. it's a good reminder that we should always strive for that, and the fact that we're meeting that need for you, Jane, I'm really glad that's the case.
I was thinking back to the FCC and the fairness doctrine that used to exist, where if you kind of going to what you were talking about, both sides kind of,
that was
required. And so I think that may be part of the reason that we got into it that way.
Well, and the rise of strong opinion radio, you know, the Rush Limbaughs and so on, came when the fairness doctrine was dropped. And so it really changed radio very significantly that was no longer the law of the land.
We have had a few emails from listeners who've noticed dead air or mix-ups in programs airing over the weekend. Lisa from Heartland emailed to say she noticed yesterday it's only a game, Way with Words, and Christopher Kimball were not aired. Daryl emailed to ask what happened last night on old-time radio when the same episode was played twice with some silence.
Yeah, it was a really bad weekend, technically. Thanks for those emails. We got others and some phone calls to our audience services number as well. It was basically a big technical fail. We had implemented some new hardware for our audio vault, which is the computer that stores all the audio and then plays it back. And whenever you make such a switch, you think you've caught every possibility of what might go wrong, and then we didn't. And so it was a real mess, and we're very sorry for that. And our technical folks are on it in the midst of feeling very concerned that it does not happen again, and they will try to make that come true.
Some exciting news for listeners based in the Wausau area.
Yeah, Rob Ferret in Central Time, which is based in the studios that Larry and I are sitting in Madison normally, will be just outside our Wausau studios on March 10th, and it's going to feature guests from the Central region because that evening Rob will be moderating a community conversation on immigration and its impacts on Central Wisconsin. So we're taking the opportunity to be at the studios there. And then at 7 p.m. that evening, March 10th, the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service joins us at the Center for Civic Engagement on the UW-Stevens Point at Wausau campus. So we encourage people to check that out.
And Carol from Oregon, Wisconsin. Hi. Did we lose Carol?
Well, let's address her question. Carol's talking about the background music that sometimes interferes with the voices. That's a real problem, particularly if we have some kind of hearing challenge. Just even a slight loss of hearing can sometimes mean that the audio that goes like under your voice, we're probably about to hear some right now, play us out, right? That can, if it's not done really carefully and subtly, which our engineers always try to do, it can end up being a problem for people getting the exact words. So thanks, Carol, for the reminder to take care of that.
And, our winter member drive, we've talked about it. We had more than 2,000 people, listeners contribute, which I view as a pretty good thing.
Yeah, you know, the entire purpose of a pledge drive is to find members for WPR, whether that's people that renew their gift or change to a sustainer, but most especially to find people to sign up for their first membership in WPR. So that's a good number.
And finally, a caller says WXPR plays polka music out of Rhinelander, so Nancy may be able to listen to that on Saturday morning.
Yeah, and maybe not in Grafton unless, Nancy, you fire up your stream, and they're at WXPR.org, a really great station in the north woods of Wisconsin.
Mike, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to your next visit. Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he'll be on one show or another for another Mondays with Mike program. Great to have him with us. And thank you so much for your calls, questions, and concerns. And a reminder, if you've missed part of our show, just want to hear it again, you can always go to our archives we were talking about. Go to WPR.org/Larry.
to hear those recordings. Tomorrow we'll talk about some physicians who are working in oncology.